Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcasts. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Okay, we're back, and now it's time for me to talk about, or for us to talk about, the fight I'm most excited about. Of course, I'm most excited about that main event, but the fight I'm most excited about is, if you're an Invicta fan, you do know the two greatest champions in Invicta is the bantamweight champion and the featherweight champion. And that is Tonya Evinger versus Chris Cyborg. Cyborg has been on a tear for a decade.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
Mm-hmm. The only thing to beat her is some testing.
Oh, you know what? You're wrong.
Oh, actually.
She even beat the testing. That's how bad Cyborg is. She even beat USADA and ended up getting an exemption.
No, she lost once, though. She lost once
when she was
in Strikeforce. Then she beat him. And actually, she lost to kickboxing.
Well, I do remember her.
Muay Thai, I believe, actually.
I've watched that. That was kickboxing.
Was it?
Yeah, that was kickboxing. I think it was kickboxing. I remember the fight. I remember when the lady dropped her. That was a shocker. That's the reason why I always wanted Megan Anderson to fight her, because I thought that was the better
soon
fight.
Enough, Tate. Soon enough.
Let's see what happens here in our predictions here. So, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Let's let this Tonya Evinger fan go first.
All right. I'm just going to come right out and say it. And this is where everyone may turn the podcast off. My absolute favorite women's mixed martial arts fighter today, Tonya Evinger, is my absolute favorite of them all. And I know that's nuts. I respect her game. People don't realize that Tonya would have been favorite to go to the Olympics. They just didn't have her weight class. Tonya is a world-class wrestler, just like Tyron Woodley is. She's a world-class wrestler, and, you know, once she got going, I will put Tonya Evinger up against anyone, and I give Tonya a chance against anyone. Guess what? I give her a chance against Cyborg, and normally you don't give anyone a chance against Cyborg, but the one thing Cyborg has not went up against, she's never went up against anyone like Tonya Evinger. Tonya can make this fight a dirty, rough fight. The dirtier this fight gets, the more happier it's going to make Tonya, the better she gets. Have you ever seen anyone take Cyborg to the ground and be, you know, on top?
Not that I can remember. Not even close.
Not even close.
She has 100% takedown defense, Tate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You've never seen it. Tonya has that ability to actually take her down. That's the one thing that putting her in an uncomfortable place where if you can get Cyborg to the ground, make this a dirty ground and pound, grind it out fight. The longer this fight goes, the better I like it for Tonya. If this fight, if Cyborg comes out like she normally does, and she comes out and she's a buzzsaw, and she catches Tonya early, she will finish Tonya because she can finish anyone. I'm going to say that again. Chris Cyborg can finish anyone. If she, if they come across the ring and are going to engage with her, she's strong enough to take out any woman in any organization in the world. But no one, Cyborg has never been on the ground. It's one of those like Holly Holm, Misha Tate situations where Holly was clearly the better fighter standing up. There was no contest there. But putting her in an uncomfortable place, Tonya can have a shot at this fight no matter how long this fight goes. The longer this fight goes, the better it is for Tonya. But the problem is Cyborg's fights don't last long. Cyborg is a meat grinder. I'm a huge, like, I love watching Cyborg because I appreciate, you know, everyone talks, you talk about, you know, that she's tested positive, things like that. But, you know, she's been in the UFC. USADA's tested her. She's clean. She's a hardworking person. And one of the things I do know about Cyborg is she's, you know, she's a super nice lady as well. If she did win the championship, despite, you know, what they were talking about with Jermaine Duranemy and all of that, Cyborg would be a champion that you could be very proud of. It's one of those, but when I go back to this fight, this is maybe with my heart, but if this fight goes, if Tonya can get her to the ground, if Tonya can take this fight to the later rounds, one of the things, Cyborg has those big muscles. The longer the fight goes, the less power she'll have. The more tired she'll get. Tonya's gas tank is not gonna wear out. When you see Tonya, Tonya doesn't have that model body. She doesn't have the chiseled abs. Tonya has a little bit of a muffin top, but she's built for. She can go. Just like in the first round, she can wrestle with you in the first round, second round, third round. She can take it late. I don't know if Cyborg has ever been in that kind of situation. I'm going to take the upset. I'm taking Tonya to take it late. If she avoids a big shot early, that's my upset. Everyone may think I'm crazy. Calling it here.
Wow.
Yes, it's like, wow.
I agree with everything you said. I agree.
Oh, so you're taking Tonya?
No, so hold on.
All right, that concludes our show. Thank you. Good night.
I agree that Tonya brings something to the table that Cyborg has never seen before. I agree that Evinger has world-class wrestling. But Cyborg is just too powerful.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC, Invicta FC, Bellator, and ONE Championship, we got the fights covered. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Cyborg, I get you.
Cyborg is a cyborg.
You know, Conor McGregor has that picture on his chest.
Yeah, the gorilla eating a heart.
Yes,
with a crown.
I think it should just be. She should have one right there as well, but it should be a bulldozer, just plowing over cities.
I don't know. You just put her own face with a crown and eating a heart, and that, I think that works just fine as well. It totally tells you what she's gonna do. And I feel like it's going to be no different with Tanya. Once she experiences that power, I just don't see any woman.
Tanya's a different lady. Tanya.
She is a different lady.
And the thing about it is, it's like the McGregor effect. A lot of people get beat before they ever step in the ring with Cyborg. They're terrified.
That's not happening in this fight.
Right. Jermaine Duranami just said, nope. I'm not even going to defend my title.
I'm going to go back to the police academy because that's that's a less scary proposition than Cyborg.
You know, Misha Tate said, I'll fight her. I don't care if I get beat up. Who says that? Nobody really wants to fight Cyborg. Here's something that if you don't follow Invicta, not once, not twice, but three times that I know of, Tanya Evinger has asked to fight Cyborg. Nobody asked to fight Cyborg. Not even Ronda Rousey asked to fight Cyborg. Gina Carano didn't really want to fight Cyborg.
No, ma'am.
Tanya Evinger has. Tanya Evinger has volunteered to fight her three other times. When the UFC called them up, she's a natural bantamweight. UFC called her up. She didn't hesitate. She didn't say, let me talk to my people. I'll take it. It doesn't matter. I'm in.
I appreciate the confidence. Just sometimes you don't know what you're in for. And I don't.
I think this is one of those situations. Listen, you do not disrespect Cyborg. All I'm saying is,
she'll punch you in the face like Angela Magana.
No. You get what you deserve. Cyborg, I'm going to defend her to the end. And I won't go too much, but Cyborg had every right to do that. It's one of those things people don't realize, but if you follow mixed martial arts, Cyborg is actually, she looks like a tough lady. She fights like, you know, like she's Tyrone Woodley.
But she's an understatement. She has more tenacity, and
she's, you know what? That may be disrespecting her. And I love Tyrone Woodley. But she's a super nice lady who, I think, win or lose, the UFC and the mixed martial arts world should praise her just as much as Ronda Rousey, if not more. And I'm saying that, if not more. But I'm still taking an upset.
You take your upset and I'll take my Cyborg victory.
What kind of wager we got on this one? I'm not asking for any, you know, special compensation. I'm saying Tanya's winning.
I'm saying Chris Cyborg's winning.
And I know that sounds like the craziest.
It doesn't sound crazy to me.
That's kind of like saying I'm taking McGregor over Mayweather. That's just like no one would think that, and I'm not. I am not taking Mayweather, McGregor over Mayweather. I am taking Mayweather to win, but I am taking Tanya as an upset. I'm not confident about my Damian Maya Tyron Woodley pick. I could change my mind tomorrow. I'm still taking John Jones, but I still got that upset.
So you're confident in this victory by Tanya Evinger, more so than the Woodley?
Yes, because of the fact that Cyborg has never fought anyone like that. Tanya is, like I said, she's an Olympic-level wrestler. People don't realize that, but she is. Tanya's a lot stronger than people think. Cyborg, everybody knows how strong Cyborg is. Everybody knows what Cyborg can do. Cyborg is going to barrel you over. But what happens if when Cyborg comes in and she goes with a double and takes Cyborg down and she's on top? And if she can ride the wave, the taker, you take this a long way. If she can survive, it all comes down to this. If this fight makes it out of the first round, I'm taking Tonya Evinger.
Well, that's okay. I had like a third round stoppage for a Cyborg.
Oh, no way. I had that. I am in.
And I totally understand that. Something that I am accounting for is Cyborg's cardio. It may be lacking when you get into later rounds, even though we didn't really see that in kickboxing and Muay Thai. But I just think that she's going to be able to overcome Tonya's attack and wrestling ability and whatever she brings. I just feel like that's going to happen.
The triple threat's going to get her. Rear naked choke.
Oh, rear naked choke, huh? All right. That's a huge neck to wrap around.
Rear naked choke. Oh. Third or fourth round.
Did you hear that, guys? The naked choke. The rear naked choke.
Is that the craziest prediction you think you've ever
heard? No, no, no.
Yeah, rear naked choke. I'm taking Tonya.
I'll take McGregor by rear naked choke over Mayweather.
In the boxing match.
Yeah, we can see that happening.
I bet you probably could get money on that one.
I'm sure I could.
The only reason
any takers out there?
The only reason why it will never happen is because are you willing to risk $100 million? Because that's one of the things in the contract. You can't do anything. Because if that wasn't in there, I could totally see McGregor getting beat up and just doing that little spin kick that he does.
Yeah, right to open up the fight.
I don't mean to go. I'm going to get off topic just a little bit here. Yes, it's a $100 million fight. What happens if he just went ahead and does it anyway? What kind of publicity would that give him? That would give him more publicity than he. But you know what? It would be bad publicity. And McGregor's loved. You don't want. He wouldn't do that.
But imagine if he did. That'd just be insane. It would just take over like wildfire over all of social media, over all of sports. I hope it's a good fight.
It's going to be a good fight. All right, back to my upset. I'm going to say this again. I don't win or lose. Cyborg is the greatest women's mixed martial arts fighter in history. She needs to be recognized for that. I think the UFC should, really promote her and give her that credit. Everyone keeps talking that Ronda Rousey is the greatest or the GOAT. It really is Cyborg. She's unstoppable.
Yeah, she will be this weekend as well.
Until she runs into the triple threat.
We'll see. I'm excited.
And I don't want to see, let me tell you something. You see, Tonya stops her with a rear naked choke. You don't follow Tonya. You haven't seen some of those interviews, and the one interview when Tonya was drunk or something. Tonya's going to give one of the best damn interviews of all time. It's gonna make the Diazes blush if she pulls this off.
It's a big if.
Oh, it's a huge if. But if she makes it out of that first round, Upset City, you heard it here from Tate. When we come back, we're going to cover a few more fights on this card. Stay tuned. I won't be making any more crazy statements like I've done. And I don't think it's crazy. I truly do believe that Tonya's going to pull it off. Stay tuned, and we'll be back.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast. Part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.